Criminal Assets Bureau has seized 23 cars, vans and trucks, as well as drugs, electronic equipment and over €400,000 in cash from a West Dublin organised crime gang. Over 130 Gardaí from national, specialist and local units searched 14 premises in the city yesterday. Separately, tomorrow the Criminal Assets Bureau is auctioning off over 130 high-value and luxury designer goods which it seized from criminals and partners of the proceeds of crime. Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, is with us. Morning, Paul. Give us the background to this raid yesterday.
Yeah, this investigation has been going on for almost a year and a half now. It began in July of last year. CAB have been working with the local Gardaí in Finglas and Blanchardstown, who identified an Eastern European gang led by Albanian criminals who had moved into the drugs business in West Dublin. The gang were dealing largely in cocaine. There's a huge demand for the drug. They were working independently of other gangs. The Gardaí don't believe they formed an alliance with local criminals. The other big drug dealing gang in West Dublin is known as the Family. They have also been targeted by CAB and the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. But they're centred around Ballyfermot, Cherry Orchard, Ronanstown and the Neilstown areas, whereas this Albanian gang carved out another territory for themselves effectively in northwest Dublin around Blanchardstown, Mulhuddard and the wider suburbs. They laundered their drugs money through legitimate businesses, mainly through car sales and cash businesses like fast food outlets, chippers and car washes. Now, Albanian criminal gangs have been operating in West Dublin for at least the last 5 years. In a separate operation in 2019, CAB carried out five searches at a house, two businesses and two offices in Dublin and Wicklow. And then they seized a small amount of cocaine, £12,000 in sterling, €10,000, a Hublot watch, an Audi A5, a Mercedes C-Class, financial documents, electronic devices. And at that time, they froze €190,000 in bank accounts.
So what happened yesterday? What was seized?
Well, this was a similar but much larger operation. CAB seized 23 cars, vans and trucks, as well as drugs, electronic equipment and over €400,000 from this gang. Over 130 Gardaí, as you said, were involved. 14 homes, businesses, a car dealership, two professional offices in Mulhuddard, Blanchardstown, Clonay and other parts of West Dublin were searched. It was a big operation. It not only involved CAB officers, there was local Gardaí from West Dublin, the emergency response unit. They're usually brought along to break into these places. The armed support unit, armed backup, the stolen car unit and customs were also involved with their dog unit. Now, even though two solicitors' offices were searched, the Gardaí stressed that these are professional searches as part of an investigation into the gang's financial transactions, the legal work, such as conveyancing, which CAB believes was carried out in good faith by innocent professionals who have no part in any of this. There's no suggestion that any solicitors are knowingly involved with this gang. The cars seized include luxury and high-value models, Mercedes, Volvo, Range Rovers, Isuzu trucks, BMWs. They were removed from a car dealership which CAB suspects was being used as a front to launder the proceeds of crime, very much like the Burn Organised Crime Group did with their LS Cars group. These cars were loaded onto articulated trucks, taken away. Cannabis, laptops, mobile phones, documentation has also been seized. A number of bank accounts linked to the organised crime group have also been frozen. CAB described it as, quote, a significant development in the ongoing proceeds of crime investigation. At this stage, they're now peeling back the layers to see where else this takes them in relation to their investigation into this organised crime group.
And CAB, Paul, is holding a public auction tomorrow, selling items seized as the proceeds of crime. What more can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's if you like, it's nearly its second annual Christmas auction. They're auctioning off over 130 seized assets, high-value luxury designer goods which have been seized as the proceeds of crime. You've got Hermes, Rolex and Breitling watches, Hermes and Gucci belts and shoes. There's a lady's chinchilla coat, medium size, 18-carat gold diamond rings, 9-carat gold necklaces and 9-carat gold yellow gold bracelet. Cashmere scarves, collectible notes which are out of circulation, a Swarovski crystal bottle stopper, a Louis Vuitton egg case, Chanel sunglasses, Chanel and Louis Vuitton handbags, passport covers, Christian Louboutin and Jimmy Choo shoes. That's just to mention a few, but it shows you the type of luxury and designer goods that criminals are now trying to invest their money in to hide it from the Criminal Assets Bureau. All this has been seized from criminals and their partners. The auction starts tomorrow at 1 p.m. and ends at 1 p.m. on Monday. It's online at Wilson's Auctioneers. The link is on the RTE website if you're interested. Last year, the CAB auction made €500,000. So they'll be hoping for something similar this year.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.